Welcome to In the Clear, Community Learning Exchange Advocacy Radio, with your hosts, Dr. John A. Oliver and Willie Anderson.
Welcome to another edition of In the Clear, Community Learning Exchange Advocacy Radio, bringing the CLE to your ear. I'm your host, the good brother Dr. Oliver, in the absence of my co-host, Ms. Willie Sue Anderson. In today's segment, we speak with Dr. Gretchen Givens Jenneret. She's a faculty member at Duquesne University School of Education. She's also a fellow in residence for community engagement at the University of Pittsburgh in the Center for Education. Here are a few excerpts from our interview.
So the conference is the American Educational Studies Association, and the theme for this year is Where is the Love?
Where is the love?
Donde está el amor? And really sort of the purpose behind that theme was really to connect the work that we do in education, specifically foundations of education, where we are really pondering poetics, passion, and promise in education and social justice.
So what does that mean?
So, you know, that's a good question. I think the conference conveners were really trying to get us to dream and imagine the kinds of spaces
wow.
we would
Educators
want.
Dreaming and imagining.
Yeah, because these are really, really tough times in educational spaces across the world. And we continue to be plagued, haunted, whatever word you want to use, by policies and practices that do not serve our students, youth in particular, as I'm talking about, and the communities in which they come from very well.
Okay.
And so this idea of where is the love really sort of looks at how do we look at love of humanity and love of each other, and to think about the work that we do as an act of love. What's the relationship between love and fear, love and justice, love and passion, compassion, and an ethic of care? So really sort of putting love back into a space where we think about what role it plays in teaching and learning and researching and building solidarity within our communities and the spaces in which
you're listening to Community Learning Exchange Advocacy Radio, bringing the CLE to your ear. I'm your host, the good brother Dr. Oliver, in the absence of my co-host, Ms. Willie Sue Anderson. Today's interview, we're speaking with Dr. Givens Jenneret, and she's speaking of journey lines and the courage it takes to be educational leaders. Let's listen in.
Title of my presentation is called Journey Lines, Uncovering Stories That Lead to Just Actions. And I am looking at a procedure or process that I came to know was introduced to by Linda Treadway, who was a former leader of the principal program at the University of California at Berkeley. And the journey line really is an exercise where we ask people to tell their individual experiences of moments when they felt courageous and what was happening in that moment for them that made them, upon reflecting on it, that made them feel like they were being courageous, right? Who were the players? What were your actions? And how did you feel at the moment that you were doing it? And what made you feel like that was the only action to take? I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but triumph over it. And that was Nelson Mandela. And then another one that I have on here is from Maya Angelou. And it reads, courage is the most important of all virtues.
Oh, wow.
Because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. You can practice any virtue erratically, but nothing consistently without courage. And so what I'm asking people to do is to think about a time when they weren't afraid, and a time when they were quite conscious of courage as a motivator, courage as a virtue that they were trying to uphold and to model, and whether they were conscious of it at that moment or not, right? But upon reflecting over the example, they would name it as courage. And for me, the point of that is to say, if I can connect with moments when I'm being courageous, then perhaps in my own classrooms, where I am working with young people, I can create spaces and opportunities where they are also allowed to be courageous. And to use that, to use their classroom space as an opportunity to think about how you create young people who are conscious in a way that allows them to grow and advocate for themselves and for others, and to act on their behalf in ways that increase their own capacity to have access and opportunities, as well as increasing access and opportunities for others.
You're listening to Community Learning Exchange Advocacy Radio, bringing the CLE to your ear. I'm your host, the good brother, Dr. Oliver, in the absence of my co-host, Ms. Willie Sue Anderson. Today's interview, we're speaking with Dr. Givens Jenneret, and she's speaking of journey lines and the courage it takes to be educational leaders.
So why courage? Let's look at what happened at the University of Missouri. A graduate student goes on a hunger strike after numerous racist acts were committed against African-American students. Other students galvanized behind him, including the University of Missouri's football team. Their reasoning, and I'm summarizing or paraphrasing here, was because after numerous failed attempts to speak with the university president, they felt they had no choice. Indeed, Jonathan Butler, the graduate student who went on the hunger strike, said on CNN last night that he was, quote, a dead man walking.
Wow.
Because he had been told that the administration would not do anything, would not change their positions in order to address the students' concerns. In other words, he had identified a cause that he felt was worth dying for and was doing the work. Indeed, it is evident that the protests at the University of Missouri and other protests on a continuum of activism that for these students stems from the August 9th, 2004 shooting death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, just under 2 hours away from the university. Students involved in the protests cited their participation in the Ferguson protests as the impetus for their activism.
It was the first time I got involved in activism. I never felt that unity before. That kind of energy, it was very empowering, and it planted the seeds that students can challenge things.
So that's about the students, right?
Right.
But you're dealing with teachers and educators. How
does it go? But here's where we go. So here, in Michelle Alexander says, you know, in her book, she's the author of The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration, and the Age of Colorblindness. She, in response to the report written by the Department of Justice, says the report does not give me hope. What gives me hope is that people across America are finally waking up. And she continues, there's a system of racial and social control in communities of color across America. What we see now is that we do have the power to make things change. The question is, are we going to transition from protest politics to long-term strategic movement building? And I argue that long-term strategic movement building for justice takes courage. You must be courageous in order to learn about how our ways of being and doing supports, builds, and sustains institutional injustices in order to create something.
You're listening to Community Learning Exchange Advocacy Radio, bringing the CLE to your ear. I'm your host, the good brother, Dr. Oliver, in the absence of my co-host, Ms. Willie Sue Anderson. Today's interview, we're speaking with Dr. Givens Jenneret, and she's speaking of journey lines and the courage it takes to be educational leaders.
Students have always been courageous. You know, the protests from as far back as you can think, you know, across continents have involved students. Mm-hmm. And they've been courageous. They've been in the forefront. They've been on the ground. They've been there. Mm-hmm. They've sustained the change and caused the change. And a lot of times we give the credit mostly or only to adults. So students have always been courageous. Yeah. Even some of the journey lines you mentioned earlier, those teachers are reflecting back to when they were courageous in those times, look at right. when they were young people.
Right. So what I'm trying to connect is I'm building in this presentation the argument that yes, students are courageous, but without courageous educators in their spaces, their impact or their capacity to change, to have the long-term strategic movement building that they want to have is less. Okay. So what I am hopeful is that if I can get teachers to remember what it was like to draw upon and to reconnect to the narratives that they have and those moments when they were students and when they were courageous, to bring that spirit, that understanding into their classrooms in ways that create more opportunities for mm-hmm. students to do what we saw happen over the past couple
years. They've always been courageous, you know, in their actions and their thinking. And you can reflect back to movements throughout decades and even across continents. You can think of Soweto Youth, Tiananmen Square, Civil Rights Movement, La Raza and the Brownout, the Vietnam protests. And now we're up to the current movements, Occupy Wall Street and even Black Lives Matter. So how do we get through to those educators and those school leaders and even the adults that these young people go home to not think of student organizing as only resistance, but also resiliency in the face of disrespectful, counterproductive policies, practices, and environments that they're engaged in, that these young people are engaged in. And then rather than look at it as a deficit, look at it more as a valid critique to the oppression and marginalization that these young people are experiencing.
So it is a reconnecting. So I in the presentation, build upon what students have done and what they are doing to say that the adults have to reconnect to that understanding, build upon it, be a part of supporting the students, really to get out of the way so that the students can build, right? So that they can create, so that they can speak their truth. Unfortunately, a lot of times what we see are teachers being a part of those that would silence students, that would name what they're doing as a deficit and a problem. We've heard some of that language in work that I've done in Pittsburgh, where they think of these kinds of discussions, arguments, naming their lived experiences as being resistance, mm-hmm. as not following rules, as being disrespectful, as you know, all of these very negative and deficit model ways of talking about what students are doing, as opposed to seeing it as a real valid critique mm-hmm. and a normal, appropriate developmental response to oppression and marginalization and hurt and pain created by adults within systems that oppress.
You're listening to 88.7 FM. KAZI Austin. This is In the Clear, Community Learning Exchange Advocacy Radio, bringing the CLE to your ear. This interview was from Dr. Gretchen Givens Jenneret. She's speaking on journey lines and the importance of educational leaders being courageous educational leaders. So I'll leave you with the idea that adults have space, they have place, and they have a responsibility to our young people. After all, we should celebrate when they articulate and they demonstrate the things that we've been teaching them for so long. We've taught them to stand up for their rights. We've taught them to speak truth and love to power. We've taught them to be supportive of each other, their colleagues, and the democratic educational system that we've vested and invested them in. So now that we see the fruits of our labor, let's harvest the fruit. We know that the harvest is plentiful. Now we're looking for the laborers, because we know that they are few. So I ask adults, teachers, educators, leaders, community leaders, pastors, spiritual advisors, where are you? Or better put, where y'all at? And I'll close out with Wynton Marsalis, where y'all at? This is the good brother, Dr. Oliver, and this is Community Learning Exchange Advocacy Radio, bringing the CLE to your ear.
The people are speaking, especially when you see the havoc is wreaking. Even the rap game started out critiquing. Now it's all about killing and freaking. All you 60s radicals and world beaters, righteous revolutionaries, Camus readers, liberal students, equal rights pleaders, what's going on now that y'all are the leaders?
Where y'all at?
Your nose, it's us that's thinking. It all can't be blamed on the party of Lincoln. The left and the right got the country sinking. Knocked the scales from justice hands and set our eyes to blinking. Patriots, compatriots and true blue believers, brilliant thinkers, overachievers. All you, when I was young, we were so naive. Y'all started like Eldridge and now you're like Beaver.
Where y'all at?
And pride. We got scared after King and the Kennedys died. Corruption and graft, and we take in stride. Sitting around like owls, talking about, ooh, who lied? All you poor folks, victims of rich folks' gains. Rich folks, y'all get ripped off in the same name. All you gossips cackling about a dirty shame. Whistleblowers crying about who's to blame.
Where y'all at?
The black and it ain't about the white. They'll both get together to make your pocket light. When you just keep on paying and paying, do your jaws get tight? Taxes, that's your real inalienable right. All you Afro-wares and barbershop experts, conspiracy theorists and political disconcerts, big baggy pants wears with the long white t-shirts, the good man to counter with the bad man asserts. The whole world was ready to love us. Now everybody can't wait to rub us. We're running all over the world with a blunderbuss, and the Constitution all but forgotten the fuss. You feel feminists and brothers, fathers and mothers. I guess you'd pimp your daughters if you had your druthers. All you is not me, it's always others. You watch the crimes, you close your shutters. Folks watching Fox and CNN News seeking a cure for the red, white, and blues. Well, it won't matter which side you choose if we end up paying international dues. In my day, it used to be frauds. All you, so what? Leave it to the lords. All you, well, I just deal with whatever cards. All you extended adolescent American bards.